Jordan, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me back on. Make sure you bundle up those heads and tails because, like you said, it will be pretty cold this weekend. Beautiful weather for Freeze Fest.
All right, the name is apt. The name is apropos, and that makes the most sense. And I'm glad you're not frozen. Glad you could join us today. Well, it is Freeze Fest, and it is coming soon to not a theater near us. No. This is outside. This is, hey, get rid of the cabin fever. This is fire up the chainsaw. This is get your chili-eaten fork and spoon ready. This is a big event. How many Freeze Fests will this be? Do you know off the top of your head? Do you have that information in front of you?
Yeah, absolutely. This is our fourth annual. Of course, we did skip a year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but we are back and better than ever.
And I know, I think, if I remember correctly, and these all run together because that's a good thing, and my brain just doesn't work as well as it should anymore. Freeze Fest, one year it was like 56 degrees, and then another year it was very, very cold. There are so many great events going on. We don't really care what the weather is. We just want everybody to be safe. And it looks like with the forecast I've presented, Thursday is going to be very nice. Friday night, well, it's going to be a little chilly. Saturday, yeah, you need frozen temperatures if you're going to carve ice and do all this other fun stuff. When do we get started on Thursday, and where do all these fantastic events take place, Jordan?
Absolutely. Well, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, that's when the main stuff is happening. However, the carvers are already setting up on Madison Street. That's right in front of the mill and Upland Brewery. And so that you can catch the early sights of carving, see how they turn the blocks of ice into some really neat sculptures. And there's actually a really special thing going on for this year's Freeze Fest. We're going to be turning a couple of Hoosier basketball players into works of art.
Which ones?
Well, we have Sidney Parrish. Sidney Parrish is, of course, going to be one. And then Khalil Ware. So if you can imagine a 7-foot-tall ice sculpture of Khalil Ware, it's going to be really neat. Great photo opportunity. That should be up on Wednesday, tomorrow. Now, Thursday is, of course, the big chili cook-off. That's going on 5 to 7 inside the mill. There's going to be over 20 different chilies for you to sample. And all that money, it's a $15 fee to get in. All that money goes to Mother Hubbard's Cupboard here in Bloomington.
And the key word for the chili cook-off is inside. Yes, this will not be an outdoor event, but ironically, Thursday has the warmest forecast temperature, but our temperature isn't going to do anything that's going to melt any of these great blocks of ice that will be carved on Wednesday. So like you mentioned, if you're going to get out and enjoy it, and you've got all weekend to do so, even next week, it's not going to rain until late next week, so you're going to have a couple extra days there to get the great photo ops with Khalil Ware and Sidney Parrish. Well, the iced carved versions of that. So 5 to 7 on Thursday night, as you mentioned, Mother Hubbard's Cupboard will be the benefactor of the entry fee here. Now, all the folks in the chili cook-off, those spots are already taken, correct?
Yes, I believe they all are. You had the opportunity to register by January 8th, but they are going to have a full house. So if you have room for 20 different types of chili, please make room for it and enjoy it for sure.
You and I are going to stand outside of the chili cook-off, and we are going to sell antacid for $5 a piece, and we will retire. We will retire rich men here in 2024. So the great news is the Freeze Fest Chili Cook-Off is going to have local chefs. It's going to have local cooks from the famous to the infamous and all points in between. So if you want to get over there and support a great cause, you can do so by buying a ticket for the Freeze Fest Chili Cook-Off. And again, 24 chilies, kids. Now, you should be in training for that. You shouldn't just walk into the how that goes. Complimentary crackers, waters, and tea. That'll be fun as well. And our friends from Chocolate Moose, Jordan Davis and the gang, they'll have a little ice cream in there to cool you off if you get too hot. Well, it wouldn't be a festival in Bloomington without food trucks. Surely we'll have some other, if you're not a big fan of chili, we'll have other options down there for you to enjoy.
Absolutely. On Thursday, Planted, they're going to be out there, as well as Far Out Boba. They'll be there Thursday as well. If you're looking ahead towards Friday, Planted will return along with Jay's Kitchen. They'll be there. And Saturday we will have Peely's Party Taco and Little Bowl Thai Food Truck. So plenty of options.
And again, you don't have to pick one day of the three. You can go to all three of them. It's Freeze Fest, the fourth annual one. Here in Bloomington, it's going to be down at the Mill on 642 North Madison Street. And there are other multiple events tied into this. And when we talk about Friday, ice carving is going to go on throughout the day, right? We know the big competition. We'll talk about that here in a minute. But don't feel like if you miss the headline event, there's nothing else going on. This is going to happen all throughout the weekend.
Of course. Now, the most important thing of Freeze Fest is that the word free is in it, so it is free to the public. We will have some ice sculpting going on, especially Friday, along with some interactive games. We're going to have an ice skating rink this year as well. That's the $5 cover charge. So, yeah, plenty of ice. If you can't get enough of the cold, go skating on it. We're having a coloring contest inside the event hall, and the Lemon Drop pop-up shop is going to be inside the Mill Cafe. And that, of course, all leads up to the big finale on Friday, which is that ice carving battle.
We'll talk about who's bringing their own chainsaw here in a minute. But the skating rink is new. Where is that going to be located? I know that's something a little bit different this year. We don't have to worry about the ice melting, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be right there on Madison Street. So right there with all the fun stuff going on.
You don't even have to hop in and go anywhere else, folks. You can just enjoy it down there. Now, I'm going to say something really stupid. And people that listen to this program, Jordan, know that's the case every now and again. Well, a lot more than now and again. Outside skating rink, correct? That's going to be out in a parking lot somewhere?
Yes, it is.
So make sure you are dressed smartly for that. It's not the indoor rink. It is the outdoor rink. We'll have coloring contest, a Lemon Drop pop-up shop as well. All these great things happening, most all of them happening after 3 o'clock when everybody's out of school. So that's a great place. Mom, I'm bored. Dad, I'm bored. I'm bored. Well, no, we got things to do. And if you really want to shake it up, Upland Brewing Company's parking lot turns into a winter wonderland on Friday night. Leave your chainsaw at home. Let the experts handle this.
Yes, please handle with care. there's going to be two teams. That's what they did last year. I know they broke up into two teams, and they have 30 minutes to transform a normal block of ice into a work of art. And they're battling out for the coveted Golden Chainsaw Trophy. That starts at 7 o'clock in the Upland Brewery parking lot, and that, of course, is open to all ages. Just because it's at the brewery, even kids 21 and under are allowed to attend.
And that's going to be outdoors, just so everybody knows. We know Upland's got a big brewery over there, but they're not going to cram you inside for it. This is an outdoor event. It's called Freeze Fest, not indoor room temperature fest. So be prepared to stay out there and enjoy it. Obviously, you can go into the brewery and have dinner, grab a bite to eat, warm up, take a pint, take a coffee, whatever you need to do from our friends at Upland, and enjoy this battle that will go on throughout the night. And as we mentioned, Jordan Smith, this is all free, correct?
100% free at Freeze Fest.
There you go. And as you mentioned, I didn't catch that last year. There is free in Freeze Fest. I like that.
Yeah.
All right, we're busy on Thursday. We're busy on Friday. Don't worry. Saturday, we'll get started at 10 a.m., and you got a million things going on Saturday as well.
Oh, yeah. We had the sculpture boardwalk. All the works of art that have been made throughout the week will be up there, along with ice games. And I know that the ice slide will be back. That was a very, very popular thing among the kids, for sure. So all the ice games that you can think of last year, maybe some new things as well, along with photo areas. The ice skating rink will still be there. So if you happen to miss out the last day, come out Saturday. That's open until 10, from 10 to 3. There's going to be hot chocolate stations, the food trucks, as I mentioned before, s'mores. If you're into s'mores, I know I am. I probably didn't get enough chili, so I'll need a dessert the next couple of days.
Wash it down with a little cookie. Chocolate. There you go.
Absolutely. And if you're not into s'mores, we'll have cookie decorating inside the event hall as well. Chocolate mousse will be set up. So this is the big family fun day on Saturday.
Oh, that's outstanding as well. And please, whatever you do, do not lick the kids the ice slide. Please do not do that. We've all seen we've all seen The Christmas Story. It did not work out well for anybody, so we don't want that going on. So 10 a.m. everything will get started, and we'll have everything wrapped up almost by 3 o'clock. So our friends at the city, they are piggybacking the Saturday event. Freeze Fest will end and Winter Palooza will begin. So if you just if your time frame doesn't fit one of these spots, the late afternoon on Saturday will have you covered. That's $5 a person. That will be down at Switchyard Park, and they'll have a million events going on from there as well. How many sculptures do you think we'll have on the boardwalk come Saturday afternoon?
I'm hoping for dozens. The more, the better, in my opinion.
We're looking for the ping pong table that's frozen. What, there's some other great ones on there. Well, just go to visitbloomington.com, and Freeze Fest pops up right there on the homepage. Give it a click on things to do. You can see the full schedule. We didn't expect you to keep score while Jordan and I were telling you all the great things that were going on. And if you have folks coming in from out of town as well, or this sounds like something to break up the winter monotony, the visitbloomington.com folks. You guys have three-day getaways, all the restaurants and activities here in town as well. It's a great resource for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Come, stay a while, enjoy some of the greatest food in all of Indiana and all of America, in my opinion. See a show, especially come enjoy Freeze Fest. And if you can't seem to find it on our website, just go to freezefest.com. It'll take you directly there.
It's a great time of year to get outside and do something. You've been cooped up. I'm guilty of it. I sat in front of the fireplace all last weekend when I was home because, well, it was. Look at the temperatures. What else did you want me to do? So now that I've got that out of the way, I'll be ready for a busy weekend. We start on Thursday afternoon, and it runs all the way through dinner time on Saturday. Freeze Fest 2024. And, Jordan, what else is happening here? I know that's a big deal. What else should we be looking forward to on our calendars as the month of January? We know about all the great basketball and things going on, but we've got some adult fun with the city that's happening and some other plans as well. But you've got an event calendar on there, so if people want to get ahead to stay ahead, they can do that as well.
Absolutely. Well, let's see, this is January, correct? So we have a few things going on. Freeze Fest is obviously the one that we are highlighting today. There are plenty of shows going on at the Bluebird as well as the Bishop. The Comedy Attic has a few people coming in. IU always has some things. You can't miss out on some great Hoosier basketball as well. So those are a few of the things that I know that's going on. The Winter Farmers Market, if you want some great local produce, definitely grab some of that.
Art, music, poetry, it's all there. Head to visitbloomington.com and make your own plan. And if it's a little bit of here, there, and everywhere else, the IU Auditorium's got some great shows coming up. My buddy Ryan Sheets told me that Hairspray is coming to town. Stomp is coming up this weekend. So that's another way to stay warm if you're not dancing at the Bluebird, the Blockhouse, the Bishop, or any other bars that start with B. Great job, Jordan. Great to hear from you again. I hope to run into you here a little bit later in the week. And Freeze Fest going to be frozen, but that's what it's designed to do. Have a great time this weekend, buddy. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, it's a pleasure as always. Have a good one.